Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Office Space, one of my all-time favorite movies. I probably give it away as a gift 8 or 10 times on DVD. And it gave you such lines as, watch your cornhole, Peter.
Well, I love Diedrich. Everything Diedrich's in, like Veep. And like even like Balls of Fury, he plays one of the male prostitutes. Mm-hmm. But he's fantastic. Like, anybody who's seen Balls of Fury, he goes back to save that panda. Mm-hmm. But that panda's dead. So damn good. And they're doing a cool thing on American Housewife this week.
I love this.
They're bringing back, you know, Diedrich was on Drew Carey's show for a long time.
Right.
And they're bringing back guest stars. Drew Carey, Ryan Stiles, and Kathy Kinney will be on the episode of American Housewife.
Born December 24th in Alexandria, Virginia, and raised in Paris, France. After a few guest roles on such shows as The Fresh Prince and Quantum Leap, he landed the role that brought him to national attention on The Drew Carey Show. You've seen him in such films as The Beverly Hillbillies, Office Space, Napoleon Dynamite, and Balls of Fury. And tomorrow night, former cast members of The Drew Carey Show will join him on an all-new episode of the hit ABC series, American Housewife. Please welcome, actor and friend of the show, Diedrich Bader.
Hey, man. How you been?
I've been so well, Johnny. Thank you for having me back on the show.
Oh, dude, so good to have you, man. We're just talking about all this fun stuff that you've given the world because you got a great, weird sense of humor, and I think you just choose the stuff. Or does it choose you, or do you choose it?
I think it's a combination. I think mostly I get chosen to do things out of, sheer luck. Things drop into my lap. I mean, you know, like you were talking about Office Space.
Yeah,
I can't believe that. I got the part because they had offered it to Johnny Depp, and then the guy who played Sling Blade, Billy Bob Thornton.
Yeah,
Billy Bob Thornton. But really, Billy Bob Thornton wanted $5 million, which was basically like the shooting budget.
Yeah, well, see, Johnny Depp, who I love, wouldn't have made it. It wouldn't have worked. That character works because you got to be a burly kind of construction guy, you know, two chicks at the same time. And it's,
right, I know. If Johnny Depp showed up at a construction site, people would be like, okay, move along, son.
Listen, exactly. We all love you here. We're going to ask you to sit in the air conditioning in the truck for night now.
Yeah. I feel bad just looking at you, son.
Yeah, that's it. But you clearly, and which, by the way, I didn't realize until we were talking about it this morning, you grew up in Paris?
Oh, when I was little, yeah. I mean, okay. Your thing made it sound like I'd grown up the entire time in Paris. No, I was there for 5 years.
Okay,
I was there from basically like 2.5 to 7.5. So, my dad worked overseas for the government, quote unquote. You know,
gotcha. And but you had to have grown up around construction because you can't just throw. You're a great actor, but there's certain mannerisms that if you saw on a construction crew, then you know who those guys are.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, and I grew up in the South, too. So the guy that I was playing, you know, I'd met like a ton of times.
Right.
And there was a real comfort level to it. I never told you the story of how I came up with that character?
No, I don't think you did.
Okay. So I had just seen Bottle Rocket, and I loved Owen Wilson in it. Like,
right.
I thought Owen Wilson was the greatest. And so I initially wanted Lawrence to sound like Owen Wilson. It's like kind of like this sort of an Austin dude who, you know, hangs out and he's almost surfer-esque, but it's definitely in that Austin character because I knew there was going to shoot in Texas. And anyway, so I'd worked up the whole character being Owen Wilson. And I go to the audition and I'm totally ready to go. And out of the room where they're shooting comes Owen Wilson, who had just read for Lawrence.
No, you never told me this story.
Yeah. So I was like, holy crap, I can't do a better Owen Wilson than Owen Wilson. So in between, like, because I was like, hey, man. He goes, hey, dude, well, how you doing? I go, good, yeah, good. And then I had to come up with a character, like, in 15 feet. Like, walk him about 15 feet from the lobby to the room where I auditioned for Mike. And so I just pulled Lawrence literally out of my butt. Because he was one of those guys that you just meet in the South all the time.
Sure.
You know, they're like the brilliant rednecks. You know, they're the guys that you would like to think are like these, you know, they're kind of dumb, good old boys, but really they're super smart and everything they say is totally right.
Yeah, totally.
And, and their advice is really good. Even though they're standing there with beer, you know, they're like, whatever. You know, they tell you the real story because they've seen life and they pay attention.
Always.
And so, yeah, that character came up. I had to come up with it in about 10 seconds.
No, it made it a lovable character because you're right. Those are the guys I grew up roofing with or building houses with. There was always that guy on the crew a little bit more experienced than you. And then if I remember I had a buddy we were roofing, had real, real light blonde hair. So he immediately became, hey, Hollywood, pick up that wood and get on over here. And he was Hollywood for the 5 years we worked together. His name was never Mike again. He was Hollywood.
That's it. The label stuck because it was right. It just worked.
That's right.
Yeah. So, Lawrence was one of those characters. And so I fell back on, you know, my knowledge of the characters that I met at, you know, growing up. And Lawrence is, you know, I'm very blessed. I've created some characters that people really associate with and love. And Lawrence is one of them. But you have to remember at the time, like, it totally bombed. Like, nobody went to see the movie.
I know. I remember. And I even picked it up on cable. I didn't see it at the theater. But the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, my God, this rings. Because it does. It just rings so genuinely true. You're like, oh, my God, this is brilliant. And I just started giving it away as gifts because I loved it so much.
Oh, yeah, I know. You've been such a... you're the best. I'm really proud that I'm in the show. But, yeah, I went opening weekend because we had missed the premiere, my wife and I. I was shooting the Drew Carey Show on Tuesday night, and the premiere was on Tuesday night, so I just couldn't go. So we went opening weekend, Saturday night, to AMC Century 14. It's like one of the biggest theaters here in Los Angeles. And it was just me, my wife, and another guy.
Damn. That is keeping your feet on the ground, isn't it?
Yeah, that'll do it for you. Yeah.
God damn. Whew. Yeah, that's
so anyway, So bringing it back to the Drew Carey Show because that's why I missed the premiere. We're having a reunion of the Drew Carey Show on American Housewives.
Oh, so good! And the Greg character you're doing is fantastic. And so the idea of crossing all those things over is just incredible.
Yeah, it's really cool. It's really cool. I texted all the guys, and they were on board immediately. Ryan Stiles is really funny because I text him, I go, any interest in doing the show? And he goes, yes. And then I texted him back, like, do you want to know what the part is or anything?
Oh, isn't that beautiful, though?
I want to be a little bit selective. And he goes, no, just tell me when. I'll show up. So, it was great. And you could tell the chemistry is still there. We had such a great day shooting all together, and then the next day was Ryan and Kathy and I. Drew, we only had for one day, so we like had a crazy 18-hour day to try to fit everything in. But it was great and really fun for me. One of the most fun days I've had shooting. Period. Just because we talked about old times and the chemistry was still there, and it's a very funny show. The guys that wrote the show were fans of the Drew Carey Show, so a lot of those. Like similar, it's very similar relationships.
Sure.
And I think if you are a fan of the Drew Carey Show, you're really going to love this episode.
Well, listen, it's a testament to you, and people maybe don't understand this about Hollywood, but it's not always a nice place. In fact, I think most of the time you don't make friends with people, and everybody's egos are so fragile, and everybody's trying to get where they want to go, and they've got their own agenda. So when you make a friend, when you text somebody and goes, will you do this? And they don't want to know anything else other than the answer is yes. We're friends. I know you. You know me. We're going to have a great day. That is that's really rare.
Wow. That's very perceptive of you. That's exactly right. Hollywood is not the friendliest place in the world. We're old friends. You know, Drew did this thing where he made us hang out together all the time. Like, we went to bars. We went on vacations together. We were just always together. And at first, I was like, you know what? I got friends. So
well, you know, maybe You know, I have a friend like that, like you. I think what happens is you meet a guy and you're like, I really want to hang out with that guy. Like, this guy is funny. I got a buddy, Dixon. Everybody I introduce him to wants to hang out with him. He's everybody's best friend then, because he's just a really fantastically fun guy to hang out with and a genuine cat. I think that's who you must be.
Oh, thanks, John. I'm fun to have at a party. I'll say that.
Well, listen.
Fun to have at a party.
That's it.
But Drew sort of enforced us hanging out together, and it ended up being some of the closest relationships I have. They're really great people. Like, I know them down to their backbone, and they know me. So he was right. And, you know, you got that chemistry when you watch the show, that we were not just castmates. We were actually friends. And, you know, the executive producer at the time, Bruce Helford, he did this really interesting thing, which initially, like, I was like, what's happening? That he would show takes, like, the normal executive producers would have cut out, where we're actually genuinely laughing at each other. And he knew that part of the reason that people loved the show was that we loved each other. And you could tell that when you watch American Housewives. We just really hit the ground running.
Well, that's it. That's what you love. And which we want to believe when we watch a TV show and we get invested in it, or we love a band. We don't want to know about the band fighting. We want to believe those guys are a gang of four, and that it really is the way we want it to be. And when it is, it rings true. And that American Housewife, by the way, let me make sure I get it in. Friday, 7 o'clock Kansas City time on ABC, American Housewife Season 4. They're already giving me the wrap-up. Jake's having a conniption fit in the other room.
All right, Johnny, thank you. Thank you for having me back.
Oh, anytime. Anytime, man. Come through Kansas City, spend some time. You're always welcome here in the studio, man. It's always great to speak with you.
100%. I would love to do that. Thanks, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.